The Ministry of Energy has issued 26 permits for exploration and for drilling wells and six concessions for geothermal resources. Talking about the long-term auctions, as we said, the first three auctions were a major success. The first two, only CFE was the buyer of the energy, of the cells, the clean energy certificates, and also of capacity. In the third long-term auction, there were other purchasers, like Iberdrola. We are in the process of the fourth long-term auction, although that has been suspended or delayed for the moment with the change of administration. Looking at this chart, what I think it's critical to conclude is how important was solar in this third long-term auction. These are 30-year PPAs. And so the margins are very thin, and some developers had some major challenges in obtaining project finance for these projects. We were involved in advising a multilateral bank on two of these projects, successfully reached the financial closing. But at the end of the day, in terms of price, $20 per megawatt, but also if you look at the amount of solar in terms of the cells and energy was well over the 50%. So there were 3.5 million roughly cells and over 3 million megawatt hours. In terms of capacity, the winner, obviously not renewable, was a turbo gas power plant, so using natural gas. And after this auction, 15 power plants, of which 9 were solar, 6 were wind, and 1 was combined cycle. So some of the players there, we already mentioned them. And the price in the third long-term auction was 40% lower than in the second long-term auction. So the financial transmission rights, what companies need to do is register before the Mexican FERC, the CRE, and then register before SENACE, which is the ISO. And basically, it is the holders of the FTRs, you know, pay or charge the electricity price difference resulting from the injection node and the extraction node. And so that's why we'll mention in a minute, but very surprising to see that the new government has canceled the Oaxaca transmission line, which was a key project. It was like a $1.5 billion project for 600 kilometers for a DC line to evacuate clean energy from the state of Oaxaca. Then there's the Baja transmission line, which interconnects the Baja system with the national grid. The Baja project, they're still in discussions. So obviously, the new administration has to get a handle and get a grip on these new projects and understand what are the benefits, and that's going to take a while. So FTRs apparently are not going to be derailed. We expect the first FTR auction to start in March. There's going to be different types of FTR auctions. But at the end of the day, As you may all know, there are two types of generation permits, of electricity permits. The ones that are under the new electricity law and the ones that are under the previous regime, so the so-called legacy permits or grandfather permits. So these days, getting a good deal on a PPA, if you go to 10 years or even 15 years with a grandfather or legacy permit, you can get a much better deal because there are no, willing costs issues, and there's an energy bank, so it has its advantages. So, but I think FTRs are going to help alleviate some of the congestion issues. And then in terms of the CELs or the clean energy certificates, which the difference between the CELs and the RECs, I would say that the CELs in Mexico are at a federal level and are mandatory. So companies in 2018 need to have a consumption of 5%. For 2019, it's going to be 5.8%. And in the states, it's mostly in the United States, it's mostly on a state level, and some states is mandatory. My understanding is some states is optional, some states is mandatory. Texas used to be mandatory. Now I think it's optional. But in Mexico, it's all is mandatory, and if not, you're going to pay significant fines. And you typically get one cell for 20 years for each megawatt hour generated without fossil fuels. So it is the CRE who has this registry of the cells, like ERCOT here in Texas.